A Guide to Accessing Community-Based Adult Learning for Disabled People. Episode 9. Sources of Funding and Support. It is important that finance is not seen as a barrier to community-based adult learning. Many courses are free or low cost, and where there are charges, these may be discounted for people in receipt of benefits. LEAD Scotland has a comprehensive guide to charitable trusts providing grants to individuals for educational and other purposes. Go to lead.org.uk. The ILF Transition Fund provides young people aged 16 to 25 with funding up to £4,000 per year to try out new activities and develop their independence as they move into adult life. Go to ilf.scot/transition-fund. Skills Development Scotland provides learners with £200 for an individual training account to access learning that will help them be more ready for work. For more information, go to the World of Work website, www.myworldofwork.co.uk, and search individual training accounts. There are also a wide range of free courses available, and information on some of these can be found on the My World of Work website, www.myworldofwork.co.uk. There are also many free ways to learn and to do research prior to signing up for a course. For example, there are podcasts on every topic or subject you can think of. These are a great way to focus on specific areas and can be a useful way of finding out if the subject is the right one for you. It can also save you a lot of time ensuring the learning path you choose is the correct one. Many third sector organisations, including those supporting people with a wide range of impairments and health conditions, offer grants and support to their service users to enable them to participate in courses. A good place to find organisations supporting people in your own area would be your local third sector interface, as there is one of these in each council area in Scotland. The best way to find contact details for your local third sector interface would be through an online search or by contacting your local Citizens Advice Bureau. Your local council office or library should also have information about them, or go to www.cas.org.uk. Many third sector interfaces have a dedicated funding officer who has access to a funding search engine. This is usually aimed at supporting organisations and groups. However, the funding officer may also be able to assist individuals in finding suitable funding. It is also important to remember that under the Equality Act, there is a duty for all learning and service providers to make reasonable adjustments for disabled people to ensure they are not disadvantaged. Further information about this can be found in the Your Rights as a Disabled Learner section. Case study. When I undertook the European Computer Driving Licence, the learning materials were not in an accessible format. The provider therefore rewrote them using the alternative keystroke to the published mouse click, which enabled me to participate in the course. This was such a simple and obvious adjustment to make, and at a reasonably low cost to the provider, but with a high impact to the recipients. Using self-directed support to access learning. Self-directed support is a system of funding which gives you more control over your day-to-day support. People can choose to receive the funding directly and arrange their own services and support workers. They can use the funding to ask an agency to arrange their support for them, or they can have the funding go direct to their local social work department and ask them to arrange their support. You can read more about self-directed support and how it works on the Care Information Scotland website. Go to www.careinfoscotland.scot. If you are allocated a budget for self-directed support, you might be able to use the funding to arrange for a support worker to help you access community-based adult learning. You can read some fantastic examples of how people have used their self-directed support budgets in an online booklet from the Glasgow Centre for Independent Living. Go to www.gcil.org.uk. Since 2013, self-directed support is the way in which people who require support to live their lives can have choice and control. Before the publication of the Self-Directed Support Act 2013, the government ran three test sites in Dumfries and Galloway, Glasgow and Highland to monitor if it would be an effective way to deliver social care in Scotland. After the success, this became the new social care system, which is based on people with disabilities having total control over their lives. Ashley, another of our co-authors, said, "I left school in 2010, and when speaking to social work, I was told that I could only use my funding for personal care, not living the life I wanted. It was very important to me that I was able to further my education like my peers. I was fortunate enough to be living in Dumfries and Galloway, which meant I could take part in the test site with the help of the personalisation team. I came up with a plan of what I wanted to achieve and presented it to a panel of social workers. After presenting my plan, my self-directed support budget was approved, and I finally started to believe I would be able to go to college." She added, "I employed a personal assistant through self-directed support who took me to college. This enabled me to further my education. This is a really effective way of getting support. In my experience, the colleges only provided support during the actual class. Therefore, I needed a PA to support me during the rest of the day, including my extra study time. Without this support, I would not have been able to attend." Ashley's top tips: believe you can access learning, say what you need, and remember you have the right to get the support you need. Person-centered planning. Person-centered planning is such an invaluable tool to enable disabled people to dream big and make things happen. A person-centered plan is a great chance for people to explore the things they want out of life. There are different ways that a plan could be done. Individuals can do it with a group of people who know the person really well and help them plan. You could do it with family members, social workers, support workers, or anyone else who knows you well. For disabled people, it is a tool which puts them at the center of their life. For example, person-centered planning can be used to creatively help you access community-based adult learning if that was something you wanted to do. This guide was co-produced by Lead Scotland and a group of disabled people who all have experience of accessing community-based adult learning. The guide was created as part of a project funded by the Scottish Government's A Right to Learn Fund as part of their recovery programme. Lead Scotland produces free online accessible guides for disabled people about post-school learning in Scotland, and this is our first guide dedicated to community-based adult learning. For more information on Lead Scotland, go to www.lead.org.uk. Thank you for listening.